Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears with you off and running on this Monday, August the 31st, 2020, last day of the month of August. First day of school for so many kids out there, and what a unique first day of school it is. 15 and a half minutes past the hour. You know, I was thinking about this when I was driving in this morning. The last day of school that kids had in the building was March the 13th. Now, obviously, normally kids go up through Memorial Day and usually go back in the middle of August. But because of this pandemic, kids were out March 13th and going back August the 31st. So what is that? We've got 5 and a half months that they were out, nearly 6 months, a half a year, since kids have been in school. But today, they return to school on the new hybrid model, where part of the kids go Monday and Tuesday, part of the kids go Thursday and Friday. Buildings are cleaned on Wednesday. And there's all kinds of new protocol, wearing masks, and I know there are certain parts of the building that parents can't be in, that anybody from outside can't be in. So it's a whole new world, because you think when these kids and teachers left these buildings back on March the 13th, winter, really, of last year, it was a different world. And now here we are coming back in late summer of 2020, and hopefully everybody will adapt. I wonder this morning what's going on in the classrooms, because you have to wonder what it's like wearing masks, especially for the little kids, which we have talked about, the first, second, third graders. Teachers' whole plans have to be altered because they know they're only going to have this group of kids there for 2 days. And I guess there are a whole group of kids that won't start until Thursday because of the 2-day learning cycle. So it's a whole new world, and parents will have to be more involved because the kids will not be there every day at school. So it's going to change babysitting. It's going to change teaching and tutoring and making sure kids get on their Chromebooks and do what they need to do. It's a whole new world, and we will see how it goes, because this is the trial run. Now, Friday night, from what I understand, now this is just what I understand, nobody's reported this to me, but that River Valley won by 1 point. I'm not sure who they played, but I think River Valley won by 1 point, so it was a really good opening game that they just narrowly won, and Harding ended up losing by quite a bit, 40-something, I think, to 20-something, to Pleasant on, would have been Friday night, and I'm not sure how that happened, because we got some reports Friday night. The game started late because of rain, and we got some reports that, that Harding was actually in the lead going into halftime. Well, I guess they were in the lead sometime in the first quarter or second quarter. It was 21-7 or something like that. And then going into halftime, which I think was the last report that we got on Friday, it was all tied up, 21 all. And then I thought, well, you know, it's anybody's game. But then I saw the score. I think it was Saturday I saw the score, where it ended up being something like, I want to say 42-28. I should have written down the score, but I know Pleasant was in the 40s, and I know Harding was still in the 20s. I think they scored. Harding did have another score. Nobody stayed at 21. I think Harding did have another score, but Pleasant certainly ran away with that game on Friday night. Does anybody have any reports on what happened there? And also the big reports from Friday night, were people wearing their masks? Were people obeying what was supposed to go on? Did the right number of parents come in? Was it supposed to be 3 per kid? Did the bands play? Did the cheerleaders perform? How did it all come off? Because Friday was really experimental as well. And we hope everything went the way it was supposed to go, but, you know, you don't really know. I wasn't there. Does anybody know anybody who was there, or did anybody attend, that can tell me anything about these games on Friday night? The scores, what happened, and were people doing what they were supposed to be doing? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
Cut.
Yes.
Yeah, score was 21 all at halftime.
21 all at halftime. I remember that. The last report, 21 all.
It was 28 all going in the third quarter, and then Pleasant scored 2 more and ended up 42-28.
So even into the third quarter, it was still all tied up.
Yep. They were tied in the third quarter.
So what in the world happened in that fourth quarter to where Pleasant was able to...
I don't know.
Holy.
And then Saturday morning, the junior, or the kid went to Pleasant, the JVC, and played Pleasant, and already won that game 34-14.
So the junior team on Saturday morning did defeat Pleasant 34-14.
Yeah, Saturday morning, yeah.
Now, did you hear any reports back on Friday night about how full was the stadium? Were people wearing their masks? How were things going?
Yeah, well, they made people wear their masks. They had to wear them, and they had to be separated. And that's why I didn't go, one, because they shut down to where they only let 3 family members in on Friday night.
So you can only have 3 members in on Friday night, and they did space them out in the stands?
That was faced. And then on Saturday, anybody that wanted to go to the reserve game, they let anybody in.
Well, that's
it. There was no limit on the number of people that went.
Isn't that interesting? So how were things Friday? I mean, it was so rainy Friday night. Was it okay for everybody out there?
Yeah. It's okay out there, too.
Well, that's good. Well, hey, I appreciate the update. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
And there's your update. Yeah, well, apparently, even going into the fourth quarter, it was 28 all when Pleasant faced Harding on Friday night. But, you know, that's the game of football, and apparently Pleasant scored twice in the fourth quarter of Friday night's game and got their score up to 42, where... it had been 28 all going into the fourth quarter. Now, it's interesting because anybody who lives in this area knows that Pleasant typically has good sports teams, especially football. They always have. They just do very well at that. Now, some years Harding has good teams, and some years they don't have good teams. And for that game to be that close for that long, I would think would mean that Harding has a pretty good team this year. Even though they did end up losing, Pleasant is not an easy school to play. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think River Valley played Galleon, was the report that I heard back. And it was also my understanding that the year before, 2019, that Galleon had beat River Valley by quite a large margin. So to have River Valley come back on Friday and defeat Galleon by 1 point, I think is a big victory and a big feather in the cap of River Valley. So, you know, was anybody at the River Valley game? Does anybody know anything about the River Valley game? Apparently that was a very good game. And were people good over there? Were people wearing their masks? Were people spaced out? How did it all work out on Friday night? You know, it could be. What I keep thinking is a lot of these student athletes, especially seniors, are probably thinking this is their last shot in high school. to play football. And so many of them don't play football in college that maybe they came out with a lot of intensity. You know, skill means a lot in whatever sport you're playing, but also intensity. If you are really driven by something, being it's the opening game, it's your last opening game, you didn't even know if there was going to be an opening game because of this pandemic, there is talk, will the season finish, will the season not finish? I know a lot of schools had senior night on Friday night, which normally does not happen until a few weeks into the season because they're not sure if it's going to finish or not. Maybe that did a lot in changing a lot of the scores on Friday night. You really don't know. But we just hope everybody was safe. We hope everybody wore the masks. We hope everybody did what they needed to do. And we hope nobody got sick over the weekend or is getting sick now. Because this is going to be the real test. I think that we're all kind of, I don't want to say fearful. I don't want to use that term. Maybe precautious. We're being precautious. And we're being cautious in talking about it because we don't want anybody to get sick this week. Because I think the biggest fear is now that kids are getting back together and also getting with kids from other schools, is that somebody is going to test positive for this now and it's going to cause a big hullabaloo that's going to lead to possibly outbreaks or possibly quarantines. But we don't know. And we hope it doesn't happen. I think also the same goes for the first week of school this week. You know, this is the first time a lot of these kids have been together in a while. Now, I'm not saying these kids did not get together as friends over the summer, but we're talking back in the classroom. I'm sure they are with more kids today than they have been with since March the 13th. So we'll see how it all turns out. We hope it turns out for the best. Now, it's still my understanding that wearing the mask protects other people from you. It doesn't protect you from other people. But if everybody's wearing the mask, then everybody should be protected, even if you do have the coronavirus. But the interesting thing about that is, to me, is that I don't think everybody was tested before they started school. So there could be somebody who has it who's starting school with the coronavirus. I guess that is possible. Hopefully that's not the case. But you just don't know. And that's why these days are going to be interesting, because it's really going to dictate what we report about in the next few weeks. So we'll see what happens, I guess, is the best way to put it. Does anybody have any thoughts on the starting of school today with this new hybrid model? You know, that's a new thing. That's never been done, to my knowledge, in the history of schooling in the Marion area. What do you make of all this? What do you make of all the changes that have been made? How are the kids reacting to it? Do you think it will work? Do you think it will work and it will be okay? It's my understanding that we're okay right now as far as numbers goes and hospitalizations and people getting infected. It seems to be okay right now. Now, I don't know why that is, but it doesn't seem to be as bad as it has been at other times. Now, it's also interesting to me that people don't seem to be usually frightened, which I think is great. You know, cautious is great. To be cautious of what's going on, great. But to be frightened is not good. And I don't see a lot of fright out there. So that, I believe, is a very positive thing on the whole. So let's just all be cautious. Let's be positive thinking in that nothing will happen, which is very well what could happen. It's very possible nothing will happen. And go forward. But if anybody has any thoughts, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any thoughts about Friday night's football games? Did anybody see any footage from television stations, or did anybody watch the games online? I know a lot of schools stream their games. What are you hearing about the first day of school today? That's always an interesting day. It's a fun day for a lot of kids, because you got to think, also, there are a whole group of kids who are starting school for the first time today, which, that's great. That's very cool. So it's exciting. And you know, you always remember your first day of school. I was thinking back this morning to my first day of school. I remember it very well. And I don't think it's something you ever forget. I don't think it's a memory you ever forget. And now, how will this pandemic make it different? I don't know. I know some kids are not... I don't think parents... I really don't know the rules, to be honest with you. But I don't think parents are allowed in the building to a certain point. So we'll see. We'll see what those memories will be. But it'll all be made up in the end. Now, I will tell you something that I like about the first day of school. Now, I started to notice this last year on days when there were not school. Like when President's Day would come around, or Martin Luther King Jr. Day, or kids would be on... Christmas break or something like that, I noticed that when I would go in the morning to get my morning beverage, that the lines were always much shorter when the kids did not, or when the kids, now how did, when the kids did not have school. But this morning was the exact opposite. The kids are back at school, and the lines were a lot shorter. Now, this could have just been a coincidence, to be honest with you. But here's what I think has happened. I think it's flipped a little bit. Because I remember when the whole pandemic started last year, the lines got really short. So I think what was happening last year was kids were sleeping in on the days when they didn't have school. And... well, I really don't know. To be honest, I don't know. Are there more people there when kids have school, or are there more people there when kids don't have school? I tend to believe there are more people there when kids have school, because I think teachers are out in the morning. I think students are out in the morning, and I think they're stopping by to get something quick to eat before they go to school. And I did notice this morning that it had dropped off quite a bit. So this... was good for me this morning because I got in line. Now, the last few mornings, maybe for the last month or two, you know, it's at least four or five cars in the line when I pull up there. And I was running, I wasn't late this morning, but, you know, it was a little later than normal. And when I pulled in, there was only one car in the line this morning. So there's a perk for all of us who are, not going to school today and who are not celebrating the first day of school, we can get in and out of our lines very quickly at these places. So everybody wins today and everybody's happy. Okay, this past weekend, I went and got a haircut. Now, this was an interesting thing because remember when we had the pandemic and all the barbershops shut down? They were shut down, like, from March until the beginning of May. So it was, you know, 6 weeks, something like that. And the first day they opened, I remember going to get a haircut. And back then, what was going on was everybody had to stand outside. There was somebody from the barbershop that was standing outside who would sign you in, and then you would stand outside until they called your name, and you had to wear a mask, of course, and then you would only go in for the haircut, and that's kind of how it worked back then. Well, it's been quite a while since the beginning of May. You know, here we are 3 months later. So, almost 4 months later. I keep forgetting it's almost the beginning of September. We're almost 4 months later. So here we are almost 4 months later, and I thought, well, I really need to go get a haircut again. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing on Saturday. Well, the first thing I noticed, because I did the online check-in, and the online check-in, now maybe again this was because it was a weekend, and maybe again it was because it was the weekend before the first day of school, but a 92-minute wait. A 92-minute wait. Now, I'd had long waits before. You know, sometimes an hour. It's usually 45 minutes is what you get, maybe 30 to 45 minutes. 92 minutes. And they actually counted down the 92 minutes. It used to be they'd say, okay, well, you got 45 minutes, show up when you want, and we'll see. And when you would show up, usually a lot of people had canceled. So you could get in early. But I got the feeling Saturday that that was not going to happen. So I went and got a haircut on Saturday and waited my 92 minutes. And that's just about the time that I got in, was about 92 minutes later. And it was interesting because you went in and you showed up and you had to wear a mask. There was a sign on the door saying you had to wear a mask. That was the basic thing. So I went in wearing my mask, told them I'd checked in online, and they got me in the chair. Now, they do make you sanitize your hands, which that's a good thing. Sanitize your hands before you sit down in the barber's chair. But you have to wear the mask the whole time you're getting your hair cut. And that's a little strange because for a guy, you know, they trim your sideburns up or they get rid of them at all and they go over your ears and things like that. And that makes that kind of difficult. And they don't ask you to take off the mask, at least where I was. They don't say, could you just take off the mask for a second so I can do this? You know, it stays on and they just kind of try to adjust the mask. They kind of try to pull down the ear strings and they just try to do the best they can. And they did do the best they can. I thought they did great. Now, we were allowed to wait in the lobby, but they were telling people, you know, if you want to wait outside, that's okay too. And I keep thinking, you know, winter is just around the corner. Now, I don't know how cold winter's going to be, but when we get to winter, are people going to want to go outside and sit? Are people just going to go sit in their cars? I don't know how that's all going to work, but they did let you sit inside. I got in pretty quick, so I really didn't have to fight that, but when I got in, there was a couple and I think a child sitting in one part of the place, and then there was a guy by himself who was sitting alone over in the corner. So I didn't have to sit down because as soon as I checked in, they said, I'll be with you in just a second. Just wait right there. So I didn't have any problem. Now, the interesting thing about this haircut was I sat down, and I had a really nice girl who I want to say this right. Very nice girl. She cut my hair very well. Did a great job. And she was very talkative, which I like because when you're in the barber chair, you like to have a conversation to some degree. So I'm sitting in the barber chair, and she's cutting my hair. And then all of a sudden, we did get on the conversation of the pandemic because it's what everybody's talking about and you're wearing a mask. So we get on the topic of the pandemic and she starts telling me about her children because she said her children were 10 months old. She had had twins. Now, this was very interesting to me because she's telling me about her kids being 10 months old. They were born, I think she said, early November of last year, and this is the only world they've known. But you know, being 10 months old, usually you don't remember anything before you're about 3 years old. So I don't know that they'll ever remember any of this. But then she got kind of confidential with me, and she said, you know, I was supposed to have triplets. I was supposed to have triplets. Not just twins, I was supposed to have triplets. And I thought, well, this is nice. That's a nice thing. And then she said one of the triplets disappeared. Now, I'm sure there was something medical to this, because that happens, unfortunately, from time to time. But it was just funny to hear her tell this story, that one of them had disappeared. And I almost got the impression from her that it had went somewhere. Now, I don't know enough about that subject, to be honest with you, to speak really well on it. But what in the world do you think happened? Does anybody have any take on that? Or has anybody noticed that when you're out now, because we're not going out as much as we used to go, that people just tend to be a little more talkative than they used to be? And not that there was anything wrong with this. I enjoyed talking with her. It was perfectly fine. But, you know, most people don't get that in depth. Most people are not talking to you about their pregnancy and triplets becoming twins. So, I don't know what that was all about. But if anybody has any thoughts on it, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is that how your barbers or salons or hairdressers or all the names we have for these people operate? I just found it an interesting experience on Saturday. But I find stuff like that interesting. I'm highly interested in the human psyche and how people act, to be honest with you. So it's an interesting thing to me, and that was certainly very interesting. All right, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we'll put you up on the air this morning. Have you noticed a change in people in general since the whole COVID-19 pandemic? There certainly have been big changes, but the ability of people to conversate and hold a conversation, I think, is a good one. And also, again, do you have any thoughts on the beginning of school starting today or anything from this past football Friday night? Now, I had a full day Saturday. I did that on Saturday, and then I went over and I had a tire worked on, which, you know, there's some changes there, too. I had a tire worked on back in, it was either February or early March, and now when you go get a tire worked on, you cannot go in to where they're working on the tire, and I almost went in. Because you always had. I'd done this before. They take the tire off the car, they take it in to find out what the problem is, and you kind of follow the person in. And that's how it goes. And you watch them work on the tire and find out what's wrong with it. So I'm there, and they take the tire inside, and one of the guys goes, "Hey, buddy, you can't go in there." And I thought, well, that's changed. Which really made things a little more difficult, to be honest with you, because I had no idea what was going on with the tire. I didn't know if the tire was bad. I didn't know if there was a hole in the tire. I didn't know if the rim was, but I had no idea what was going on. So the next time I saw the guy, he was bringing the tire out and saying, well, yes, it's fixed, and we plugged it, and you really had no choice but to pay for the plugging, which is not a big deal, but it was different. It was different because you were not allowed to be in there, and usually you saw, and they would go, hey, well, right here's your hole, take a look at that. Well, we can put a plug in that for X amount of dollars, and, well, you know, that's different. And then, after I did all this, I ended up at Meijer on Saturday. And, you know, for some reason, I think it's because I take the mask off. Because I knew I had to wear a mask in the haircut place. So I had the mask on there, and I had it on the entire time. And then when I got over to the tire place, nobody was wearing a mask because we were all outside. So I took the mask off, I put it back where I put it in the car, got the tire fixed, and then on the way home, I thought, I'm going to stop at Meijer. There's a few things I got to pick up here. And for some reason, it just does not, I didn't put the mask back on. It never dawns on me when I'm going into the store to put the mask on. Now, I think this is because usually I make pretty quick trips in the store. Usually it does not take me very long, or I'm just stopping in really quick to get something, and I never think to put that mask on. So when you walk in the store, they let you know that you don't have the mask on, which is what happened again on Saturday, which is, again, not a huge deal, because you just turn around, you walk out, you have to obey the rules, and you put the mask on, and then you go back in. But the stores were very busy on Saturday. And as a matter of fact, the grocery stores were very busy this weekend as well. Now, again, that could be attributed for going back to school. I don't know, but people were definitely out. But, of course, people are wearing their masks because there is a mandate to do so, which is, it's good people are following that. Isn't it funny? It's funny to me that when this mask mandate first came into effect, that people were very upset and kind of curmudgeon-y about the whole thing. And now people are just doing it. So I guess once you do something over a period of time, you just become used to it. You understand that's the way it is. You might have complained about it a little bit in the beginning. You might even be complaining about it now. But you go with it because it's what you're supposed to do. And we're trying to feel our way through this the best we can and do the best we can. And in the end, we hope it all turns out okay. So that's an interesting thing I've paid attention to as I've been out and around in the area, is that people are becoming a little easier to put these masks on, thank goodness. Because I remember the first day that mask mandate went into order, people were very cranky about the entire situation. People were cranky, they were angry. They were fighting with people in the stores verbally, and even I don't know if there was ever really a big physical confrontation, but I did see one where somebody hit the doors of a store and knocked the door off the track. So there were things like that happening, but I think that's past, and I think that people are okay with it. Now, does anybody have an opinion? Do you think people have become more okay with wearing the masks now? And do you think possibly that's what will happen in the schools? You know, schools have had to change over the years, and maybe this is just another change that has come along, and it may be a little hairy today with it being the first day of school, but that people will eventually get used to it, and it'll just be one of those things. Do you think we can adapt? I think human beings are very adaptive. And I think that's what's happening right now. Now, one day, hopefully we'll have a vaccine, and then the masks will go away, and everything will be hunky-dory. But who really knows at this point? Who knows what this all will bring? And social distancing. That's an interesting thing as well. You know, how far should you stay away from somebody? 6 feet? Some people suggest more. Some people suggest less. I don't know. It's an interesting time, and we certainly all will remember it for a long, long time. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. It's 740-383-9944. Do you have any opinions or feelings on anything going on right now in the world? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning,
Scott. Good morning.
This weekend was so fun because I got to see the grandkids.
Ah, very
and,
nice.
My daughter-in-law is a teacher, and so I got to hear a lot about, you know, the things that are happening, and also I know the grandkids were out to Great Clips, and so you might have gotten line behind them, but they had some haircuts. But these kids now, my grandkids, they are mask savvy, and they are hand-washing savvy. I know I walked upstairs with the four-year-old. He had to go to the bathroom, and when he was finished, I said, "Now what are you doing? Wash my hands, Grandma." And, you know, he used a pump to get the soap out of. And that kid, he washed and he washed and he rubbed and he rubbed in between his fingers. Oh, I mean, he really did it. And then he rinsed off and dried. And so the kids are savvy. I know that as far as that goes. But it was just kind of neat hearing about all the preparation. My oldest will start kindergarten on Thursday. He goes to River Valley. And there was excitement, but, of course, there was certain concerns, too, about how this is all going to be. But I know they're trying.
I think they're trying the best they can. And I know there's some apprehension, though, because of course, on the first day of school, if you have social media, there are a lot of posts of people showing their kids getting ready for school this morning. They've got their new haircuts. They've got their new school clothes on. And they haven't been in school this year since March the 13th. So they're ready to go. But, you know, it's the typical stuff. You know, we got up and we fixed them breakfast, or we took them out for breakfast, and here they are getting ready to start a new grade. But then there's also this thing about, you know, I can't go in the building. I can't, I got to remember to take their mask with them. So there is a little precaution there, but it doesn't seem like it's fear, at least what I've seen, which is good.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was, of course, like I said, my daughter-in-law is a teacher, and she teaches out at River Valley, too. But she had, she got a hold of me last night and said, I need your help, Mom. She said, she has shelves and shelves of books for the kids. And what she wanted to do was to put like a curtain across them so the kids wouldn't be getting in and out of them, you know, without first being allowed to do so. So they're taking all kind of precautions in the school rooms. And I also asked her, I said, what do you think is going to happen this fall and winter with so many wearing the masks? Do you think there will be less colds? There will be less flus? Washing hands, there will be less other illnesses passed around? And she says, well, there's a lot of different thought on that among the teachers. Some of them think that we'll go up into November and then everybody will start getting sick and then they'll be off all winter. So I don't know, you know.
Well, that's the thing. I think right now there is caution. Like I said, when I was teaching, you just knew when the school year started that you were going to get a cold or you were going to get something. It just was going to happen very early on because you had not been around these kids. Now, I don't know. Maybe because they are wearing a mask, that won't happen. And maybe it even means, I've been thinking about this, that, you know, we're about to head into flu season. Now, if everybody's wearing their mask in public and everybody's wearing their mask at school, there are going to be very few places where you're around people where they're not wearing a mask. Well, I think that's the way the flu is spread. So maybe this will not be a bad flu season.
Well, you would think that it certainly would have some kind of an effect, you know.
Yeah,
that's
I
was thinking about the children because, you know, they're little flu and cold monsters when
oh, absolutely. And,
yeah.
And they carry those germs around. But, you know, it's really kind of become fascinating to me that maybe this will change a lot of things and maybe for the better at this particular point.
Mm-hmm.
But I still wonder what are the, and it's already started now, the first, second, third, and fourth graders, are they going to keep those masks on? Because that's, I think, where the illness would be spread.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a really good question. And I guess until they really begin, oh, I'm sure they'll have incidents. But I, you know, they may be of the age where they think, now this is very important, you know.
Well, and
depending upon the child, I guess.
Well, and things seem to be quiet right now. To be honest, you know, I haven't heard of any outbreaks in Marion County for a while. I hear that Franklin County now is suggesting that maybe those students go to a hybrid model instead of staying home this fall. It's maybe the mask thing is helping. I when you look at this whole pandemic thing, it's interesting to watch. You know, it started and everybody stayed home, and then we got to a really low plateau where there were days where we weren't seeing any new cases reported at all. And then everybody went back, and then we saw all these huge spikes in late July, and we saw some more outbreaks and things like that. And then we knew we were going back to school. And that's when the mask mandate came in and said, we've got to do something. We've got to change something. This mask mandate has come into place. And now we are seeing the numbers shrink up a little bit.
Well, I think that was probably a good thing that happened this summer when it did spike, because that gave people, that they suddenly realized, yes, this can happen. If we want to get back to some kind of normalcy, such as the school and all that sort of thing, we're going to have to abide by this, you know?
Well, I think it's what I noticed Saturday, being out and being three different places in the public, I remember in the beginning when the mask mandate came in, people really did want to fight it and they wanted to buck that system.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't seem like it's that way anymore. I'm sure there are incidents, but it doesn't seem nearly as large as it did in the beginning.
Well, I agree. And if you feel that during, like on a weekend, during, you know, because I go out in the morning, usually one day a week, and it's in the morning hours. And it's not unusual for me to not run into anybody that doesn't have a mask on, because there are older people out and there just are less people out and people are following the rules. So that's what I see, but I don't know what other people see on the weekend in the middle of the day, you know, because I'm not out there to see it. So.
Well, I was particularly interested at the barbershop because, you know, they were allowing people back in the lobby, but people were staying away from each other. People did have their masks on. People were sanitizing their hands before they went back. You did leave your mask on the entire time you got your haircut, even though that can be awkward because they have to go over your ears and they have to do things like that. But, you know, they did a fine job with it, and it just seemed that it was working so much better than I remember it working in the beginning of May when they first opened back up.
Well, that's what I mean. You know, people were a little shocked, a little surprised, a little upset, a little concerned. And so people thought, okay, all right, I'll get my masks, you know, I won't fight it.
No,
without thinking to themselves that they're being forced to live a certain way, you know, because that was where the conflict was, you know, for people to think they're making us wear these masks, and they're I think that's what made it difficult.
I think so, and I think, you know, we have had these weird twists and turns. We started with this, and we did the shutdown, and then people went back, and we saw a spike. Then we did the mask thing, and now it seems like things are calming down. But, you know, it is weird. When I was driving in this morning, you know, this is August 31st, and I was thinking to myself, these kids have not been in school since March 13th. You know, we forget about that. March 13th, that, you know, on September 13th, which is just 13 days away, that would be 6 months since they've been in school. They've nearly been out 6 months. And that alone never happened in your or my lifetime. When we were in school, we never had six months out.
Right.
So to go back, and also the teachers have to be feeling some pressure, not just because of the pandemic, but, you know, I'm only going to have these kids 2 days a week. I've got, well, the Marion City Schools, I think the number was 1,200 people not coming back at all, learning online.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very hard, I think, to juggle all that, because the reports I got late last year, and I don't know what anybody else got, when we were all kind of thrown into this and the kids were doing online learning for 2 months there at the end of the last school year, I don't know how well that really went. It didn't seem like there was a lot of preparation, and I'm not sure how well that came off. You know, you hardly heard anything about it.
Right. It was like it was happening, but how well is this going, really? I don't know that it certainly wasn't the same as being at school.
And I
got that impression from my daughter-in-law. So.
Right, and these teachers and administrators really only had like 2 or 3 days to plan. To get ready for this. And I think that was very difficult. But now that they're back, we'll see what happens. But I think this is another crucial point because, again, 6 months since this has happened. Now, is this going to be one of those moments where we've got everything shrunk and together so it's not going to be an issue? Or is this going to be a moment where now there are going to be outbreaks because we've got all these kids together? We've got 5 school districts in Marion County, and they're all fairly large.
Right. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean,
you know, all you can do is just pray for the best and just hope that things go well with the kids, especially with the kids. I have a natural concern for my daughter-in-law because she's asthmatic, you know, and like my son says, she doesn't have a choice. She has to do her job. It's very scary.
Well, and we're also going to start seeing, you know, we're not very far from the end of July. Now, the end of July is when people lost the $600 unemployment. Now, I think they're getting $300 now, so it didn't all dry up. But there are still people with not working. There are people who are not going back to work. And, you know, we have not seen a stimulus since April, which we thought was going to happen in August. It didn't. Now, maybe it'll happen in September. I think everybody comes back from break on September 5th. Now, I would guess there probably will be one. But I am starting to see people. It just looks to me like people are running low on financials. When I'm out in the store, I'm seeing people pay with a lot of, you know, I'm going to put half on a food card, and I'm going to put half on a credit card, and I'm going to pay some in cash. It just seems like something different is going on.
Do you suppose that, in a way, this will be better if people do receive this more this time of year, like September? They would be more apt to be more wasteful in the summertime, where with September coming, they're concentrating on their school and the purchases and things that will be needed this time of year. I'm not saying that that's why they did it that way. I'm just saying that in the end, it might be better.
And, you know, I think if this money comes in late September, we're going to be in fall. We're not going to be far from Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And I think that if nothing else, you're not going to be at Zumbezi Bay. You're not going to be at the zoo. You're not going to be at Cedar Point. So, you know, kids will be back in school. And, and maybe that will change the trajectory, but I think people who just aren't good with what I saw, I couldn't believe it, because, you know, most people got their tax returns, and then they got that stimulus money almost simultaneously. And I did see people, and I'm not saying everybody, but go on buying sprees that I didn't expect. Because of the I thought maybe some will save it, maybe some will use it toward their rent, which I certainly wouldn't see.
People are people.
That's right.
You're going to have your different.
you got it. Well, we just hope everybody. I hope everybody does well. I thank you for. We're coming up on the break here, but thanks for calling. We'll talk soon.
You're welcome, Scott.
Take care. Bye bye. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Some truck hit it the other day, and
it
shook it up. It didn't come down, but a shotgun in there and blew it up.